Romans 4:3 says, "For what says the scripture?" Romans 4:3. "For what says the scripture? Abraham believed God." What did Abraham do? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, look at it. Abraham was not a righteous man, according to who we are today in Christ, in Christ Jesus. But he believed God so convincingly. He was so persuaded. God could treat him like a righteous man, like he treat us today. And he became the father of faith. And because he believed God, and see, I don't care who you are, I don't care how simple you feel, don't you let that devil beat you up and tell you can't. Because once you are born again, you got what it takes. You got inside of you the living God. But you got to know how. And that's the reason you got to have enough wisdom to submit yourself to the right thing. See, a lot of people struggle because they get it. You see, it costs you when you submit yourself to a lot of stuff. Some people that's on Facebook just to gossip. Get all the latest trash. It's good if God told you to get on there, but a lot of folks on there just to gossip. See all the stupid stuff, all the ungodly stuff, all the filth, and hear all every see and hear everybody throwing their dirty laundry around. Am I among some? And you on there to feed on that and won't pick this up. It's laying over with dust on it. And then you get in trouble, and it might as well tell the truth. Not that I'm putting anybody down, but just we just gotta wake up. Get in trouble, here you come to the church, you want them to bail you out. If they don't, you go get mad. I remember, I don't know where in the world, that's why I'm old. I remember when the church gave me that cough. People left the church because God blessed me. Can you imagine? And I mean, I heard the statement, ain't nobody gonna give me now. That's the reason why you ain't go. You gonna be that silly. I thought you're supposed to rejoice with them when they get blessed. Anyway, let me go on because I got to get to my main point thing. He said, he counted Abraham as a righteous man. We'll come back to that in a minute. Matter of fact, let me read Timothy. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter. Let's see what chapter am I in. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. And I'm still reading from the King James. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. Let me read this. I think this will be all right. See, we're talking about unwavering faith. Now listen to what Paul's saying to this young preacher. And this is what we want to do. And this is my endeavor. This is what I've set out to do to make you solid believers. We put too much emphasis on, we ought to recognize the fivefold ministry gifts, but sometimes because of people, we lift them too high and got some of them lifted up and they ain't got no business up there. Every one of us should be qualified. You ought to be. You are. You ought to be qualified to preach. If you know the word, you ought to be a preacher of this word. Hello. And so Paul writing this letter to his young son, Timothy, in the faith. And he started verse 10. He said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life. See, listen how he's talking to this young preacher. You has fully known my teaching, my doctrine, teaching. You know my manner of life. You know how I live. You know the way I live. You ain't see me chasing women. You ain't seen me going around manipulating the people, trying to get offering out of them, and pulling some kind of deal. You know my manner of life. You know my manner of life, purpose. You know what purpose I'm doing this. You seen my faith. You saw me. You seen me. You saw my faith work. You saw when I believed God in most difficult situation, how God brought me out. You saw it, son. Man of life, purpose, faith. You saw how long I suffered. I was put in jail. I never stopped preaching. You saw my long suffering. I didn't start talking real crazy that about being put in jail, why they treat me like they're doing, and why the Lord let this happen to me. He said, you saw my long suffering. You saw my love. I walked in love, charity. You saw how I kept walking in love. I didn't change, get mad and bitter. I just kept walking in love. I operated in the love of God. My charity. That's what he said, right? What else? Patient. And what else? Persecution. What else? Affliction. He said, all this came to me when I was at where? Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. What persecution I flipped out and gave up and quit. No, I endured it. You didn't hear me grumbling and complaining. You, what persecution I endured, but because I endured it, but out of them, how many? How many? The Lord did what? That's why we don't waver in faith. Because persecution is coming for the word's sake. That's why Satan persecuting you, wants you to shut up, wants you to become coward, wants you to become timid, afraid, be intimidated, won't say nothing, back down, give in, and then start talking crazy. Well, this is the way life is. No, it's not. Life is the way God said it is. All right. That's how life is, not the way you acting, and when you not acting on the word. And young believer, you mess them up because they see your unbelief. See, as older believer who know the way, we mess up young believer. They trying to learn how to live right and you acting a fool. You got to encourage those young people in the faith. Amen. It's under obligation. I am under obligation in my place to walk right before you. I can't just walk and talk. Everywhere I go, in the home, out of the home, everywhere I go, I am under obligation to walk right before God. I represent God, you, this church, this community. I represent God in this community. I'm preaching that God is good, and then I'm doing something else, stealing, doing all that kind of stuff, lying, gospeling, all kind of stuff. No. If I'm going to preach this word, my lifestyle ought to measure up to what I'm preaching. And if I don't measure up to it, I don't have no right to try to preach this. I need to go somewhere and sit down because all I'm doing is messing over you. Am I?